Hello, is this Drew or Gio?
Yes, my name is Drew. Is this Olivia?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry I'm late. We got a bit behind on the last call.
Oh, don't even worry about it. It's just an honor to be able to speak to you. Thanks a lot for making time for us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, yes. Well, how's your day going so far? Is it a rushed day of radio interviews? Do you have a little bit of time? Would you like a beverage?
It's a nice day. I'm outside playing ball with my dog as I talk to everybody. That's perfect.
That's a very Olivia Newton-John thing to be doing, I think, interacting with the animal kingdom while publicizing her upcoming tour, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, congratulations.
Like a double pass, you know?
Right, totally. Congratulations on such an illustrious career. I have to tell you, just from my personal perspective, I was familiar with your pop and country hits. I'm 45 years old. And then when I was about 9 or 10, the movie Grease came out, and this young songstress who I knew as more celebrated and decorated in Nashville than Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn herself, burst from stardom into superstardom. What was your life like when you realized that Grease was an off-the-rails machine and you were thrust into the public spotlight? How did it change your life, and would you say it did for the better or for the worse?
Well, I think it took me, I already was doing quite well, but this took me to another level, you know?
Right.
And it was, it was a very exciting time. It was a very exciting time. But I don't think we really realized the impact of the movie until 10 years later when it's still going, you know?
Right.
And the fact that it's still going, like 30, whatever it is, 35, I'd have lost track of time, is amazing. And I feel very fortunate and grateful to be a part of that legacy.
Did you and John Travolta know when you were filming this movie that it would be the cultural icon that it became? Or were you kind of like, oh my God, this is the silliest thing in the world. We're singing songs about high school and look at me, I'm Sandra Dee. And what are we doing here?
No, well, I can only speak for myself. I think John really understood the success of it because he'd been a part of the stage show before that. And so he really got it. And for me, it was a new show, a new idea. I went to see it in New York. Actually, Richard Gere was the star of it when I saw it. And I didn't feel silly. I was just concerned at the time that I could play, 18 when I was 17 when I was 29. So that led me to ask for a screen test because I was so concerned. Looking back now, it's hilarious to me, but it's all relative at the time. And so John and I did a screen test, and the music was great. And then I asked John Farrah to write me some songs for the movie, which turned out to be like the biggest hits, along with Barry Gibb's "Grease Is the Word." But "Hope She Devoted to You" and "You're the One That I Want" became, the huge hits of the movie. And so I felt really lucky to be a part of such a fun. I knew it was a lot of fun. The fact that we'd become, iconic like it has, I had no idea.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And we need to make sure that we give a lot of attention and love to the Magic Under the Stars with Olivia Newton-John. It is both a concert at the Capitol Theater and it is a VIP fundraiser right afterwards where I consider this a bargain because you look at a lot of concert tickets these days. For only $250, you get a premium reserve seat. You get a photo opportunity with you on stage, all kinds of gift cards and wine and stuff like that. And it all goes to benefit the Moffitt Cancer Center and the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research Institute. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and anytime someone can use their own personal, not necessarily tragedy, but if cancer is nothing but a tragedy, actually, it robs us of our best people in this world. Anytime you can use something like that as an opportunity to help others, I think that's living life the way it's supposed to be lived. So congratulations on that, and a cap off to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm really thrilled to be doing this with the Moffitt because Lee Moffitt has become a good friend of mine, and he was a mentor for me when I was fundraising for my Cancer and Wellness Center in Australia. So I learned a lot from him, and I have high regard for him. And so to be able to now, after my Cancer Wellness Center is open and our Cancer Research Institute just opened, we now can do a joint research program. So I'm really, really excited about it.
We're speaking with Olivia Newton-John. Talk to me about that for a moment, Olivia, if you don't mind, about when you were launching your comeback, you're ready, you're raring to go and everything, and then you get the diagnosis that so many women dread and so many women get. What were you going through immediately, and how long did it take you to kind of crystallize the image of helping other women get through what you went through?
At the time, it was a very, it was a very strange time. My father had just been diagnosed with cancer. He was ill. I actually was visiting him, just left visiting him when I got the news about my test. The one thing I'd like to say, and to the women listening, is that you need to regularly do your own self-breast exam, because that is something that's really important, because you need to know your body more than anybody else. The reason I say this is because I discovered my lump myself. I then went to the doctor and did a test. The first test was negative. I did a mammogram. It didn't show, but I felt there was something wrong, and so did the doctor, and he did a needle biopsy and found it. So you have to listen to your instincts. I really want to send that message out and do regular self-exam. And so anyway, of course, it was a scary time, and I had to cancel the tour, of course. I was just about to embark on a very large tour, and I had to focus on myself, and I think that's something that women, we tend to put everybody else before ourselves. So that was a huge lesson for me, that I had to now focus on getting well. So I did everything I could. I did the Western, surgery and chemotherapy, but I also did a lot of adjunctive things like massage and meditation and acupuncture and herbs and homeopathy and all the things that now I'm really proud I've been able to bring to my Cancer Wellness Center in Australia, because I wanted to offer those healing treatments to the patients who were going through chemotherapy. So it's been an amazing journey. I'm really grateful for, it may sound strange, but I'm grateful for the experience. I'm really grateful and realize how fortunate I am that I am okay. But, now that I'm able to help others, that's the best gift of all.
You know, it doesn't sound strange at all, Olivia, because had this never happened to you, I'm sure you still would have lived a life of philanthropy. You were known as an animal rights activist, and you would have continued down that path, I'm certain. But now, look at all the lives that you're able to touch, and look at all the people who would be suffering if not for your cancer centers. And like you said, it's a holistic thing. You look at diet, you look at fitness, you look at well-being and meditation and all that. So I don't want to fall into that crap of like everything happens for a reason, but truly, you took this opportunity, seized it by the horns, and made it a better situation than maybe your life would have been in the first place.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. Do you want to write my bio?
I would absolutely love to. I'd write your bio. I'll do it for free. I can spell words correctly. I have proper grammar. You're going to regret that you ever engage in this verbal contract, which is legal and binding with me right now. I will tell you, I saw Xanadu in the theater 5 times. I don't know how many other 45-year-old men would admit to that, but I was so enamored with you. I was so impressed with your performance in Greece that when Xanadu came out, 5 freaking times in the movie theater, Olivia Newton-John.
That's so cute. Well, thank you. Thank you. That was, the Dancing with Gene Kelly, and I'm sure you probably noticed this because it didn't hit me for a long time, but the dancing in that movie was like 30 years ahead of its time. Kenny Ortega had these street dances, and the stuff they were doing then, they're doing now. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really
the
was.
Music was great.
Oh, my God, the music. Yeah. I mean, to be able to work with a Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra, that soundtrack, regardless of as much fun as people want to make of that movie and call it a cult classic and whatnot, that soundtrack was straight up money. And
it's fabulous.
So unheralded, right? Like, I don't think you guys get the credit that you deserve. You got a little Cliff Richard. You got a little Jeff Lynne, Olivia Newton-John. That's a great friggin' soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a great soundtrack. And I think, those songs live on. Like, every night on stage, I sing Magic, I sing Suddenly, and I think Xanadu. So John Farrar and Jeff Lynne, amazing songwriters. So I've been very lucky.
Suddenly, I don't need the answers, and I'm ready to take all my chances with you. You were singing to me.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
the ability to emote like that. When you did Hopelessly Devoted to You in Greece, I'm 9, 10 years old at the time. I don't know what life is. Life is baseball for me at the time. And then you did that. That whole scene, oh my God, of the look at me, I'm Sandra D, where Rizzo's making fun of you and everybody's clowning you because you're so sweet and you're so pure and you're so innocent. You go out to the reflection pond, you're singing Hopelessly Devoted to You in the most beautiful moonlight. And I'm like, I don't know what love is. I don't know what anything is. I've got a Farrah Fawcett poster on my wall and I thought that's where my life was headed. And here I am, I'm sobbing like a little boy in this movie theater. And then you do the reprise of look at me, I'm Sandra D to say, wait a minute. I'm processing this. Look who I am. The next thing I see you, you're in friggin' spandex, you're smoking, and you've got bleached blonde teased hair. You brought me through puberty at 9 years old. What's wrong with you?
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's really funny. I love that.
I wasn't ready for it yet. I wasn't ready for the rush of emotions that I felt when you
bit of a shock.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God, this beautiful little girl or the young lady that I've like put on this pedestal. She's so sweet. And then the next thing, well, tell me about it, stud. I had chills. They were multiplying. We are speaking with the illustrious Olivia Newton-John. She is phenomenal. She will be at the Magic Under the Stars with Olivia Newton-John VIP fundraiser. It is February 4th at the Capitol Theater. I am seriously thinking about shelling out $250 just so I can go see you and press the flesh. You are a legend.
Oh, please do. Please do. I'd love to meet you.
All right. Well, I'll introduce myself to you as Drew Garabo, aspiring biographer of yours. And we'll have a nice white wine spritzer and talk about it. Hey, quick question before we let you go. Favorite Australian band, INXS, Men at Work, or Midnight Oil?
Oh, gosh. Say the three again.
INXS, Men at Work, or Midnight Oil. Those are my three favorite Australian bands. I just wanted to see which
goodness.
You would pick
they're
out of those.
Great. I wouldn't dare to say which one because they may not speak to me again. So normal.
Well, listen, I appreciate the time so much, and I can't wait for you to get down here. When was the last time you were in the Tampa Bay area?
Probably about a year ago, I think.
All right, good. Well, it'll be nice to touch base once again, and I will definitely see you at the platinum-level VIP fundraising event from the Moffitt Cancer Center. Again, everybody get out to the event. Oh, my God, no, seriously.
Thank you. It'll be a fun night.
You're awesome.
It'll be a fun night. Thank you so much, mate.
Can't wait.
Bye.
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 Bye.